for the 24th, that's true, 24th James Bond movie, we have Daniel Craig back in the role of 007. And the way they've begun lately, they just have to top each other each time, and they manage to do it. This one starts out with an out-of-control helicopter, which is teetering above a massive crowd at the Day of the Dead celebration in Mexico City, because James Bond, he is battling with this creepy guy who is played by Alessandro Cremona, who had come to Mexico City to blow up a crowded stadium, and James Bond had found out about it and stopped him. But James is also battling with the pilot, and it ends up that this is one of the two times in this movie that he ends up piloting a helicopter and making his own getaway. Anyway, it's got that great start, the great music that we've all come to expect, and the globetrotting. This one starts in Mexico City. It goes to London, Rome, Austria, and Morocco. And it introduces a vintage criminal enterprise that I remember from the 1960s James Bond movies, a group called Spectre. And their latest scheme, Spectre's scheme, they used to all be Russian, but now they're just bad guys in general. They want to control the world's communication networks. Meanwhile, back in London, under the leadership of this guy, C, played by Andrew Scott, it looks like that Bond's role in Her Majesty's Secret Service may be coming to an end, because all of what C's plan is to get rid of M16 altogether. And they're sort of being outsourced and being replaced by drones and other things. And so that means that M, who's played by Ralph Fiennes, Moneypenny, who returns as Naomi Harris, and the gadget guru Q, who's now Ben Whishaw, all their jobs will be gone, and there will be no more MI6. But anyway, in the meantime, James Bond ignores this information, and he goes off after the maniacal leader of Spectre, who is played by Oscar winner Christoph Waltz, who's really good at playing these crazy guys. And this time, James Bond gets involved in a wild car chase, a car chase in which he is piloting an airplane on the ground. Very strange. And he gets in this big brawl aboard a train. And then there's this speedy trip down the Thames with bullets flying everywhere. He has a love interest this time, played by French actress Léa Seydoux. And this is not an emotionally enthralling movie like Skyfall was, but it has the same director, Sam Mendes. And it qualifies, and I think it'll satisfy most fans, as another stylish and fast-paced thriller, but it is awfully formulaic. You can pretty well know that he's going to come out of these schemes, these very wild situations, unscathed most of the time.